Off the Ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/off the ball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.
Kieran Marmion joins us on the line now live. Evening, Kieran.
Good evening. How are you?
How's the body after Saturday?
Yeah, everything's good, thank you. It's a bit sore, but nothing to worry about, really.
I presume you guys are straight out of camp on Sunday morning and shake hands and that's it and it's goodbye, or is there a bit of a session that day, or like, because you're locked up for a long old time?
Yeah, we're in there for about 8 weeks together, so I think on Sunday then we're all back out and it's all back. A few lads have a week off and a few lads back to the provinces, so straight back into things here with Connacht now and just getting back into that, really.
Is that an enjoyable 7-8 weeks in Carton House, or does it become a little bit boring, a little bit intense after a while?
It's enjoyable, but at the same time it is very intense, and it's tough work. It is a lot of fun to get involved and test yourself, but again, at the same time, it is tough work and it is pretty tiring as well.
And what's the routine? Do you have your own time after 4, 5, 6 o'clock? Can you leave? Can you go out? Can you do your own thing?
So we're up start of the day is usually around 9 o'clock, and then you're pretty busy and caught up until about 6 in the evening, and then a lot of the lads are doing work on laptops and stuff, and then a bit of downtime as well after that. They're out in the Carton House there, so it's a bit outside of Dublin, so not really too much to get away from there, but just get a bit of on time after 6 o'clock and get on with your own things.
When did you get word that Conor Murray wasn't going to make Saturday?
So kind of trained all week up until Thursday morning, and then he had a fitness test just before the session on that Thursday, and he didn't come through that, so. Just before the training session there, Joe put me in, so I did that session and now straight into the captain's run on Friday. So I found out Thursday morning it was.
What's your first thought?
My first thought, I kind of knew that Connor was carrying a knock and he could potentially be a bit of a doubt. So I was kind of preparing myself anyway, just in case. But as soon as I found out, I guess. Of course, you're excited, a bit nervous as well. But again, I was straight into training anyway, so I didn't really have too much time to think about it. I had to just get on with the session there.
I guess that helps, because instantly it's an awful lot of pressure. Conor Murray is rather good, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's such a huge game and a lot of eyes are going to be on you. And maybe if you start to think about that too much, then come Friday night, Saturday morning, you're feeling like you're just be a bag of nerves.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the fact that I was straight into training kind of helped as well. Maybe getting all those reps in and that session under my belt kind of gives you a bit of confidence there going into the game, knowing that you've done it all in training. Usually when you're on the bench, you get a few reps and a lot of it's just going over it on the computers and making sure that you know what you have to do when you are put in there. So
yeah,
all those reps and stuff gave me a good bit of confidence. And then the captain's run as well, you get all the reps there as well. So obviously nervous knowing what's coming up ahead of you, but at the same time, it's really exciting as well.
Yeah, I read you say, I mean, you've been involved obviously in the game in Johannesburg against South Africa, Wales, New Zealand and Dublin. Out in the wing, very famously against Australia. So you know, you're not new to all of this. But I did read you said it was probably the toughest game at the weekend, probably the toughest game you've played in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different starting games than being on the bench. I guess you're going straight into it. You have that week to build up for it. But the intensity of it from the start is probably a lot higher than maybe when you're coming off the bench. You know, lads are a bit tired and you're in there to pick things up and help those lads out around you who are tired. So it was extremely physical, and I guess the pace of the game was probably a lot higher than anything that I've been involved in before, especially being on there from the start.
Were you ready for that mentally? Were you almost telling yourself, the first 10, 15 minutes here, I'm going to feel like I've never trained in my life and I'm totally unfit? were you kind of preparing yourself for that? Did people say that to you maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I knew going into it was going to be a different level.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same in kind of a lot of games you play with. The first 10 minutes you're blowing and you're like wondering how you're going to catch your breath. But you always end up getting that second wind. And as soon as you get the second wind, it's all right. But always those first 10, 15 minutes of the game are always probably the toughest.
In your position, you're obviously a central cog tactically. So
yeah.
is it you know, in comparison with Connacht, it seems like Connacht give an awful lot of freedom to kind of play what you see. Are you working towards more of a plan at international level with Ireland?
Yeah, there's obviously systems and strategies that we're all trying to be on the same page with and stick with. So I guess playing at nine, you're going to have a lot of involvement in the game. Probably have more touches than anyone else on the pitch. So you got to be pretty nailed on about everything that we're trying to achieve out there, and you got to be on the same page as the people around you. So I think that was a big thing for me going into it, just making sure that I know exactly what the people around me needed and what they wanted.
And is there much talk between you and Sexton? Is he, you know, when you're going over to pick up the ball, is he on to you straight away, letting you know what he wants?
Yeah, I mean, he calls the plays and the shots and stuff, so he's real calm out there, and I guess he just kind of helps you as well. He's there for you the whole game. I mean, he's the go-to guy when we want something to happen. So I think it's really helpful having someone with his experience outside me. He really guides me through it, and he's the same in training as well. He'll demand what he wants, and it really helps you out.
Yeah, and ball you out of it if you don't do it.
Yeah, he'll definitely let you know if you're not doing what he wants.
Was there a point in the game, because it seemed like you kept it simple, and I mean that in a really good way. You didn't try and do anything crazy. You settled into the game. You got us moving. Was there a point where you thought to yourself, oh, I'm doing okay here. This is going along okay. This is going nicely. I feel somewhat comfortable. Or was it just too manic to even think like that?
I think being out there, just thinking about not trying to do anything outside of what's kind of required, you know, just fitting into what's needed, and not doing anything kind of trying to be a hero or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's about just making sure that things are easy for lads around you. So it's not about doing things yourself, and it's just about fitting into the team and making sure you do things that help other people out.
Yeah. You have to box kick more for Ireland, I would guess, than for Connacht. Is that a strength of your game? Is that something you feel you have to work on, or because it's such an integral part of your position for Ireland?
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that I'm always trying to work on.
Like, would you be a natural kicker of the ball?
It's something we probably don't do as much at Connacht. Something that I have spent a lot of time doing in my spare time, trying to sharpen that part of my game up. Obviously, with international rugby, you probably don't have as much space, and there isn't as much kind of options to run it as often as there is maybe at club level. So, I mean, being accurate and things like that is hugely important. So, it's something that Joe's been driving into me to keep practicing away at that. So, been trying my hardest with that outside of camps and stuff. So, just getting as much repetition and practice in on that as I can.
You could hear over Jerome Garces's microphone at times during the game.
Yeah.
I think it was Dylan Hartley at certain points, but they were just shouting Marmion, Marmion, Marmion.
Yeah.
So what are they trying to do there? They're trying to let you know we're about to smash you. Is that basically it? Put you under some kind of pressure?
Yeah, I guess it's just verbal pressure, really. When you're there at the base of the ruck trying to maybe line up a box kick, they're just trying to let you know that they're there to try and charge you down. So, I think it's something that you just have to try and block out and just think that's not going on. So it's just another way of putting people off, as well as having their hands up in the air to try and block you down. It's just just trying to be a nuisance and put you off your game. So
yeah,
just have to block that out and get on with it, I guess.
I sometimes think of you, someone like in your position, when we're all eulogising Conor Murray because he's attained world-class status and he's putting in brilliant performances. And I don't know, like, I know you've talked about how highly you rate him and you understand what a brilliant player is, but it's a difficult one because you have to aspire to be the best that you can be and ultimately to try and take his position. And I don't know, it must be difficult in some small way when he's putting in these amazing performances to think, well, how am I going to close the gap on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I watch him play and I see him play so well. And when I play, I just try and play as well as I can as well. When you're playing at those kind of levels, in like test matches, it's really small things that make big differences. So I think that's probably where he's going so well at the moment. He just makes those small things so well. Does those small things so well. So, but like, I'm always trying to push myself and try and be as good as I can and get as close as I can to him and try and push him. So all I can do is just keep working away and keep trying to do that.
Yeah, because I guess otherwise it could become something that you obsess over, you know, like you have pictures of Conor Murray on your bathroom mirror every morning.
Yeah, I don't have that, no.
Your parents are, as I understand it, you grew up in Wales, you were born in Barking in England. Your parents are both Irish?
Yeah.
Did they get over for the game?
My mum was over for the game. My dad actually passed away. Three years ago. So, but his whole family were over, and they supported me from that side as well.
That must be just an amazing thing for the family, like an amazingly proud moment. Yeah. Can you allow that stuff cross your mind when the anthem is playing?
Of course, it's emotional. I mean, having your family in the crowd and all that, it's obviously a great occasion for us. So, I mean, they're all wishing me luck in messages beforehand. So, obviously, when you're out there, it's great to know that they're supporting you and you're playing for them as well. So, it's great to have that support from them.
Yeah, I can imagine. An amazing thing. Meanwhile, you're going back into Connacht now and Pat Lam is going. And, I think he's as sad as anyone about the situation. Can you give us a sense of what Pat Lam has meant to you and your career and just the effect he's had on your career?
Yeah, I think since Pat came in, he's really driven the culture in Connacht. He came in and maybe tried to change things up a bit. I think he took on from Eric, where Eric left us in a great place. And then Pat brought in a lot of new ideas and trying to change the way we all kind of think and play the game a bit. So I think I've really enjoyed working under him. He gives us like huge license to play how we want to play. He's guided me for the last few years. He's helped me out on where he thinks I can improve, and he helps me play to my strengths as well in our game plan. So I've really enjoyed playing underneath it, and I think it'd be a big loss to us, but hopefully with this new coach coming in, we can push on again.
Yeah, and then come summertime with the Lions on, you'll be hopefully getting more game time for Ireland in the summer tour. Like, is that something vaguely on your mind that you really want to nail down? I guess not the respect, but just there's this sense after the weekend.
Yeah.
You can trust Kieran Marmion if Conor Murray's not there. I guess that's something you're really keen to capitalise on now, and that summer tour is a really good chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think game time will be huge. Just getting those kind of involvement, the more you get, the more valuable it is. So I think hopefully now get on that summer tour and get a few more game minutes there, and hopefully just be able to improve my game and hopefully show a bit more of what I can do.
Off the ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/offtheball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.